Do you know the friend Jesus this morning? I pray that you know our Jesus, because what a friend we have in Him. This time of our service, it's a time that we can bring our tithes and offerings into the storehouse of God that He's so richly blessed us with. It's also a time that we can begin to pray and reflect and prepare our hearts and minds and souls to receive that what God has for us today. As well as it's a time for children, if you want to go to children's church. I think Matt go that way. It looked like he had some big round things going that way. I thought it was, anyway. If you want to go to children's church, now you can. If you want to bring your tithes and offerings to the storehouse. But let's all reflect and be prepared to hear from God this morning as we pray. And drawing us into worship this morning. You know, as we wear a mask, you can't tell whether people are laughing at you or just smiling or sticking their tongue out or any of those things. You know, I find that you can learn lessons even at 62 years old. Do you believe that? I find it and been reminded that sometimes people can just be judgmental. You think that? And sometimes they can even prejudge people before they even get to know them. But I believe that love really matters, don't you? That we should love all people, and Jesus loves us all just the way we are. He knows all about us. He knows everything going on. Here recently, very recently, I found out this lesson, and I found out that people are somewhat prejudging. As we were shopping, I found out that I need to stay close to my wife at all times, because I'm being, you know, the loving husband, because I love my wife. I'm holding all the stuff that we're going to purchase. And sometimes I've got this habit of standing at the end of the aisle and letting her just, and I'll just go down the aisle. Guys, you know what I'm talking about? Well, this particular time, I'm standing up toward the front, kind of drawing her to checkout, but that ain't working because she's in another area of the store back there. And as I notice, as I'm holding the stuff that we're going to purchase, I notice people coming by and looking at me. And I thought, well, they're just being friendly, because you can't tell if they're smiling at you or not. To get the mask on, occasionally you could see somebody's eyes just like that, you know, and you could tell they're being friendly or smiling at you. But in reality, as I stood there for a period of time, I thought, what is it? And as I looked, I discovered what everybody was looking at me for. I'm holding this big can that says Maximizing Volume Hairspray. I put the clothes over top of the can and continued to stand there until she came. I thought, Y'all are judging me. I really need that high volume. Oh, my goodness. It's fun to laugh at ourselves and be humbled occasionally. As we look at Love Matters this morning in Romans chapter 8, one of the verses that is in our gospel in, gospel out. Love really matters. All of us want to be loved. All of us want to love others. And those relationships around us is vital. And again, I say, you can't offer something that you don't possess. You can't offer something that you don't have. But this promise from God is so profound that it encapsulizes everything that Christ has said as a promise to you and I. So as you look at this verse in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, where it says, and we know, is that an affirmative? We know that all things work together. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Not my purpose, His purpose. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You that You know us better than we know ourselves. And You love us no matter what. Lord, all of us are looking for affection and love. And I pray this morning that You would just pour out Your Spirit of love. And that, God, that Your words would draw people to that love. That today, Lord, people would give their heart and life to You and be saved. That today, Lord, those that are far from You that needs to repent and return to that personal, intimate relationship with You today, God, that You would lovingly draw them to that today. And Lord, for those that are brokenhearted and those that need healing and those that need a touch from You today, God, we realize and know that You have the power and that Your love never fails. So, Father, we ask that Your Holy Spirit anoint this time and pour out Your Spirit of love upon this particular setting. That You may be glorified and honored, and all attention is drawn to You. Thank You for this promise that we can know that all things does work together for good if we love You, and that we're called to Your purpose, to Your plans, not ours. We thank You in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Our past relationships affect how we love and how we accept love. In matters of love, all of us have experienced and have seen models of love. And oftentimes that leads us in how that we love others and how that we're accepting love. And if you've been raised in the South, you probably experienced that and seen that model different than if you were raised in the North. Would you agree? Three people did. They were raised in the North. If you were raised in the city or you were raised in the county, if you were raised poor or you were raised rich, if you were raised in a Christian home where you were taught biblical values and you were taught the biblical worldview, then if you were raised in a home that had no religious background whatsoever and didn't go to church or any of those things. Our journeys has different ways of helping us to view love. You know, if you're in a setting where is out of your comfort zone, it's not where you normally live, and you decide, hey, I'm driving down the road, everybody in where I live, we always wave at each other. And nobody waves back to you. Or if you go to a place and nobody ever says, we love you. Maybe you were raised in a family that said, that did not say that, that we love you. I don't know the setting, but I know God does. How we were raised and in our journey, where we've been, sometimes often says how we love and we love others. Let me ask you this. Can you tell and recognize when somebody says they love you, but their behavior and their actions tell a whole different story? Could I get a nod if you've ever been there? They say, yes, I love you, but everything that they do and everything that they say doesn't really. It's kind of like that man that got married and his wife said, honey, said, you know, since we've been married this many years, said, you've never said but one time that I love you. Said, I love you when we got married, and you've not said that since. He looked at her and he says, well, it's like this. If that ever changes, I'll tell you. I really don't think that's affection and love the way that God intended a marriage relationship to be. Amen? Oh my. Sometimes people are just blinded because of their journey, and they can't see through. Maybe they grew up. Maybe they saw it modeled. And you just believe this is the way it has to be. And you're just so accustomed to living that way, you can't see clearly because of the way you saw love modeled. Others can see it and look into it and even try to share that this is not genuine love. It's not the way that it's supposed to be. But the person that's blinded to it sometimes, they'll just deny it. And sometimes they'll cover up and say, well, that's just the way they are. It's just. But in reality, when they go live by themselves or they're just by themselves for a moment, they really feel bonded. They feel trapped. And they don't know what to do. I know people that are there. I know people that's been there. However, listen to me. However, you have been loved up to this point today. God wants to offer you healing, forgiveness, and a clear, genuine love experience in a relationship with Him, because love matters to God. And He loves you supremely. God loves you. He knows your past. He wants you to love Him. He wants you to trust Him, and through the Holy Spirit, turn your past love matters into a loving testimony of how great a God He is and how much He loves you. And He does that time after time after time. God can take all things and work together for good for those that love Him. You see, this promise is that if you love Him, it may not be on your timetable, but He is going to work it through. And He is going to take your experience and use it for His good and for His glory. Because God is sovereign, and God knows exactly what we have need of. See, love matters to God. And that is why sometimes we need to be humbled. You know, if you gave your children everything that they asked for, no matter what it was, if you never disciplined your children, if you never, you just said, have at it, whatever, is that really showing them love? But as your children grow and as they need sometimes to be humbled, they need to be brought down, they need to be corrected, they need to be trained, and they need to be instructed. And that's God's loving kindness to us. Sometimes we need to be humbled. Sometimes we need to be corrected. And God allows those things to help mold us into what looks like Him and to be dependent upon Him. He allows these things to draw us in just to lean on Him, depend on Him, so that He can teach us that His time and His plans are far, far greater than our plans. He also knows when we need. He's correcting us. He also knows when we need the comfort and to feel His presence and to feel His care. It's not pleasant when God's trying to correct us, is it? You know that potter's wheel? As He tries to mold us, sometimes it don't feel all that great. But then when you come through it and you realize that He was a part of it, allowing it to happen so that it draws you to depend on Him, that God, you say, hey, I can't deal with this anymore. I submit myself to You. And then God pours out His Spirit on you, and He just begins to care for you and comfort you and love you. Wow. What an amazing God You are. That You brought me through this. That You were there for me. That You worked through all these things and these issues that came my way. That I had to depend upon You, and I had to bow myself on my knees before You and call out to You and cry out to You because I didn't know where else to go. And Lord, You were there. You were there to comfort me. You were there to care for me. You were there to instruct me what I needed to do next because I did not know. And you experienced that love, that genuine love of God. And His presence is magnificent. You see, God's help through the Spirit is available to you. Sometimes you're in circumstances and you don't know what to say. You don't even know what to pray. And the Holy Spirit is there to help us. To help us through it. Look at verse 26 of Romans 8. Likewise, the Spirit also, what? Helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession, speaking in our behalf for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. God's got the plans. We don't. We need to trust Him in all aspects of our life. According to the will of God. The Holy Spirit helps in intercession, and it's perfect because He searches our hearts and knows what we need. He's able to guide our prayers according to God's will and God's purpose. The Holy Spirit works to draw you. To draw you and to pull you. Maybe that's why you're here this morning. Maybe that's why you're watching this morning. You're in that phase of life. Maybe you're not in that phase of life, but God's calling you to trust Him even more and to love Him more deeply this morning. Maybe that's the tug. Maybe the tug at your heart this morning is you've not ever trusted Him. You've not asked forgiveness of your sins. And you've not entered into a personal relationship with Him. And that's the tug on your heart this morning. Will you just listen to God and obey Him? Holy Spirit wants you to draw attention to God. We are all weak and naive. Now, sometimes we think that we're not, but really, really, we are. We're weak. We're limited. And sometimes we're just naive of what's going on around us. We're naive of what God's plan, His big picture is for us. Because we're weak, there are things that we cannot do. God says, lean on Me. We get to that point in our life where it says, well, God, I can't. You never said I could. God, You can. You always said You would. And I'm going to trust You. I submit to You. I lean into You. See, love matters. Love matters to God. And love should matter to you. Sometimes people are looking for affection in their journey to find love, to be accepted and have affection. And they're looking for love and they're searching. And sometimes, quite honestly, we don't get the whole picture. And sometimes when you're looking for that affection and love, you find someone who is all about self-gain and self-gratification or self-pleasure. But you don't see that at first. It comes in manipulation. It comes in crafty words, and you don't understand it. And when you're building that relationship or that friendship, your whole purpose is for love and affection, but their whole motive the whole time is for self-gain and self-pleasure. And those two fight and war against each other, and finally you figure it out. In 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, we find the words in verse 3 through 4, "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." But they went into it just desiring love and affection. And this is what they found. And it became brokenness, confusion. I'm telling you this morning, God doesn't intend for relationships to be abusive, verbal or physical. Amen. God does not intend for relationships to be self-serving and self-pleasing. Pleasing oneself should never be the driving force of any relationship. The driving force of our relationship that love God is to draw attention and glorify God. That should be the driving force of our lives. Because God is love, and His love matters the most, and how you love Him will love or dictate how your destiny is for you. Love matters, and how you love God determines your relationship with Him. You can trust God. Hello? You can trust God. Yes, you may have been in relationships that broke, and you may have been in friendships that were self-pleasing and self-gain, but I want you to know that you can trust God. So don't base your past experiences on relationships with the relationship with God, because He is holy, He is just, He is sovereign, He's an all-knowing God, and He loves you. You can never do too much to make God love you more. You can do less, and God will still love you the same. God loves you, and you can trust Him. Sometimes people say, "Well, Pastor, I believe that God spoke to you and told you what He needed, what He wanted to tell secret about me." No, I don't know it, but God does, and He does love you. You can trust Him. Those relationships in the past can be healed, can be forgiven. You can trust God. He knows what He's doing. The question I pose to you this morning and those that are watching is this: do you love God? Do you really love God? Some people this morning are exploring God's love. You're not quite sure yet. You're looking and searching. You're trying to find the answers. You're wanting to know God's love, but you're not stepping out yet. You can trust God. You can forsake all and trust Him. He cares for you. He has the plans for you. Some this morning, you have that love relationship that's at a distance. It's at a distance, your love for God, because it's just the part of loving God that you know that He can keep you out of hell. You know that in case of trouble that you can go to Him and get Him. And that's the distant relationship. Almost like a fire extinguisher kind of God relationship, that you love God like you love a fire extinguisher when the fires come. And the heat's on, you can go to Him. I pray that that'll change this morning. Some people this morning, your love for God is like a performance. That you have to dance or do this or do that or all these things to gain God's love. Don't get me wrong, God's gifted each one to give talents. And He wants us to utilize them for His glory. But it's not based on your performance, whether God loves you or not. He loves you. And if you love Him, you'll do it because you want to, not because you have to. Yeah, it's that difference that you debated this morning, okay? I got to go to church. So that's that debate, you know. Or I get to go to church. There's a difference. I got to go, or I get to go. Or is your love relationship with God like this? It's a love ongoing development in knowing Him better, and that you are so close that no matter what takes place in your life, you know His love for you and your love for Him will work together for the purpose to honor and glorify Him and Him alone. That ongoing development of love, that ongoing of trusting Him, even though things may not go your way, even though things are not according to your plans, God's sovereignty and ability to manage every aspect of your life is demonstrated in the fact that all things work together for good to those that love God. Though we may face sufferings this present time, God is able to make even those sufferings work together for our good. He's there. He knows the plans He has for you. We know by reading in the testimony and the witness of that Jesus Christ went through suffering. He went through great pain and rejection, and people did not act justly toward Him either. So you can ask God, and it's okay to ask God questions. He's a big God, and He understands us and knows us. And you can ask God questions like, what is the purpose that you have for this for me? What do you have on your mind, God? What are your plans through this? And how can I lean into you and you use this for your glory? And wait for an answer. I trust you, Lord, and know that you love me and that you can take the situation and teach me. And I just want to surrender to you, Lord, whatever your desire is, that I may honor you, God. Because love matters, and God loves you, and you can trust Him. God is all-powerful. God is all-knowing and totally able to work all things. Not just some things, not most things, but all things God can work. God knows you and knows what's best for you. God will work through your trials. He'll work through your fears. He'll work through your adversity. He'll work through your physical challenges. He'll work through your relationship failures. And yes, He will work through your bad choices if you'll turn to Him and love Him. The promise is for you who love God. In the biblical understanding of what love is, and allow God to manage your affairs and your life according to His purpose and not yours. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, we find the words, love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. This means to be deeply ingrained, that love that satisfies, that love that fulfills. It's a love beyond comprehension. It's a heart that's bent on glorifying God. Will you trust Him and love Him more deeply today? And from this day forward, His love matters. And your love for Him does matter. In 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 7, "Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Love matters. The right kind of love matters. And the right kind of love is God's love. It's unconditional love. It's unconditional love. It's not the conditional love that the world promotes. It's a love that's unconditional. Love without expecting anything in return. That's the love that you're looking for. I'm going to ask you this morning, are you willing to move out of your safe zone? Are you willing to move out of your safe zone? Here's what I'm talking about. A lot of people, because your past experiences and your pains and struggles and bad choices, you've kind of put love in a box because you have control of it. And you don't want to trust anybody inside your box. Or those that you do trust, you can keep them at a distance because you can control that relationship. This morning, God's saying, hey, if you get out of your comfort zone, your safe zone, with me, you can trust me. God says, if you'll step out of that zone and allow me to work through you and to love you supremely so that you can love me more deeply, then I can do some things with your life that if I were to tell you, you would not even understand it yet. But you must be willing to step. Some of you this morning, that's for salvation, to accept Him as your personal Savior. Some of you this morning, you have unforgiveness harbored in your heart. And you need to trust God to turn it over to Him and allow Him to work through that so that you can forgive and love more because you love Him and you trust Him. So I'm here this morning, you're at a distance. And this morning you want to step out of your safe zone and say, God, I commit myself to you. I surrender all. Would you move out of that safe zone this morning? It's that tug at your heart that when they give the invitation and they begin to sing, that tug of the Holy Spirit's pulling you maybe to come and to pray. Make that decision. Contact us and make that decision. Whatever that tug is that God's pulling you this morning, and He's saying, move out of your safe zone. Move close to me and trust me. This morning, He's speaking to people about that. Too many people, because of your past experience of love, you've closed it up, closed yourself up to taking the risk and moving outside your comfort zone. But this morning, God's saying, forsake all. Trust me. Love matters. God loves you. God loves you. And how you respond to Him matters. And Father, we come to you knowing that you love us, knowing that you have plans for us. Some this morning, Lord, are still in that safe zone. They're worrying about what other people think, or they're stuck in denial. This is just the way it has to be. When in essence, God, you're saying, I love you. Come to me. All you are weak and heavy laden. God, you promised that you'll give them rest. God, you promised that all things will work together for good. And some this morning needs to step out of their safe zone, let you know they want to love you more deeply so that you can work those things for good according to your purpose. Lord, you place many thoughts and decisions on people's heart this morning. I don't know how they're going to respond, but I know you do. I know that you're drawn now. So, Father, we commit this time to you. Be honored and glorified. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Would you stand, please, for this invitation? I'm going to ask if you would you just bow your head, eyes closed, would you take this opportunity to let God know how you feel about Him? And if it's the desire of your heart, will you tell Him you trust Him? If you tell Him this morning, if you made that decision and you're doing that right now, would you share it with somebody else sometime today? I shared with God that I love Him. I want to love Him more deeply, and I want to trust Him. Take that time. Certainly a blessing to see you're here this morning. And it's glad that you tuned in with us today as well. Want to remind you that March the 7th will be a Sunday school class at 10:10. Or not 10:05, not 10:15, not 10:20, 10:10. Sunday school in here. And it will be online for those that's homebound that cannot watch it. Or I mean cannot be in presence with us. So remind you as well at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. Building ground, maintenance, and music meeting here as you pray about what God wants us to do here. So amazing what God's doing. Satan's fighting. The only reason he started fighting us is because God's at work. He knows as Christians, we win. Praise be to God. If you know Christ as your Savior and Lord, we win. And Autumn, thank you for the amens this morning. That was such a blessing. Don't ever think that that's a disturbance because that's amens. Okay? What a blessing. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Anything else before we're dismissed? One question. I don't want to provoke you to lie, but does my hair look a little bit more full this morning? All right. Don't respond. All right. That's good. All right. Roy Hodge, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?
Thank you, love you, and pray.